T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dave Lee here on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline, welcoming Dean Phillips, United States Congressman here from Minnesota on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline. Congressman, good morning. How are you?
Good, Dave. How are you doing today?
Doing great. Has the Speaker summoned you back to Washington?
We have been summoned, and we will be making that journey back to Washington today, and we'll have votes tomorrow and Thursday, including some very important ones, as you're well aware.
Boy, am I ever there. You know, we've got a couple of crises. We've got a financial one that we want to chat about. But I want to ask you first about the health crisis. And do you think there'll be another stimulus package coming?
You know, Dave, I do. You know, it's become apparent that, you know, through Jerome Powell at the Federal Reserve and so many other respected economists, that if we don't act, the position for so many Americans will become even more precarious. And that's our responsibility, and not just to be reactive, but to be proactive and ensure resources available for states, localities, small business owners, you know, and the people who are suffering most, and to ensure that government programs don't benefit those who need it the least at the expense of those who need it the most. And that's what we're focused on, and I think we will find a way to come together once again in a bipartisan way and do the work that Americans deserve and need right now.
How much of a concern is that for you, Congressman? You and I have chatted many times about the fact that you've been very bipartisan in a lot of the work that you do. But as we get into an election year like this year, is it tougher? Is it more difficult? Are there more challenges with that?
You know, Dave, I'm new at this. I'm not a politician. My career's been in building businesses and being in this community. So, you know, just because some in Washington say this is how it's been done, I take exception to that, and I'm part of a freshman class of both Democrats and Republicans that are bringing a new ethos to a place that surely needs it. We dwell in possibility, and we're very focused on trying to change the process so we can get good work done and debate and deliberate and share ideas and not criticize one another. And it's imperfect, of course, but I think we're taking steps to do so, and I think we can get work done this year. We have to, and just because in this election year, if anything, I would argue we should be working harder and getting more done, not less, and I think that's what people expect.
All right, what are you hearing from Minnesotans, your constituents?
Well, I'll tell you, Dave, you know, the bill on which we'll be voting tomorrow to fix the PPP program, the Paycheck Protection Program, has its genesis by listening to people right here in Minnesota, small business owners all around my district, restaurant owners in Wayzata, salon owners in Minas Trista, small business owners in Brooklyn Park, telling me all the same thing about the Paycheck Protection Program, which is one of the hallmarks of the CARES Act, of course, the lifeline for small businesses who are so desperately trying to keep the lights on and stay in business and weather this storm. And those conversations are what create legislation. I say all the time that representation begins with listening. My job is to take what I hear, either connect people to the services that exist, and if they don't, draft legislation and try to pass bills. And I've been thrilled to work with my colleague from Texas, Chip Roy, Republican from Texas, on a fix to this PPP program. It is probably one of the most important fixes that we have to achieve in the CARES Act, and we will be voting on that in the House tomorrow. And hopefully the Senate will consider that next week, and the president I will encourage to sign into law as expeditiously as possible, because small businesses cannot wait, and we've got to act.
Let me ask you logistically, having talked to our senators here in Minnesota that have been back in Washington, and there's less members there, so it would be just a tad easier to work in the particular circumstances that we're all going through right now. What about the House? How will that logistically, Congressman, work?
You know, Dave, the House, of course, has 435 members, the Senate only 100, so it is a little bit more logistically challenged. We have been voting in groups over about 10-minute periods. Groups of about 60 or so will come in and register their votes, and it's been working pretty smoothly. But Washington, like most cities and communities in our country right now, is a very different place. I will tell you one interesting silver lining of this whole circumstance. Because members have not been spending 10,000 hours per week raising money, those 10,000 hours are now being spent listening to constituents, working with one another. I've had more phone calls with more of my fellow members and colleagues talking about policy, talking about issues in the last 2 months than I have in the first year and a half of service. And I hope that we recognize that we can get good work done if we dedicate ourselves to connecting with one another, even if it's in this virtual format, of course. And I will also say this is the first vote in congressional history tomorrow that can be done by proxy, meaning that members of Congress are allowed to appoint one of their colleagues to actually register their vote for them. I expect that 90% or so of the House will be in Washington tomorrow. But for those who are either ill or unable to travel because of the crisis, there's a mechanism by which they can register their vote. So Congress is moving from the 18th century to the 20th century and hopefully sometime soon to the 21st.
As a business person, you have a good angle on this before I let you go, Congressman. The relief dollars, are they flowing where they need to?
Dave, I've been concerned from the very beginning that some significant large entities, relatively well-financed, were able to secure resources, while small mom-and-pa independent businesses all through the country and right here in Minnesota couldn't. And that's what spurred my action to try to fix this program. I am a small business owner. I've managed businesses most of my professional life, and I understand the dynamics and the challenges. And this is not just about keeping the business open. This is about the employees. There's a reason it's called the Paycheck Protection Program to protect, you know, the payrolls of these businesses. So that experience of mine has certainly illuminated what we need to do. And the mechanism of listening and turning it into action is exactly why I ran for Congress in the first place. And you know, to those listening today, you know, these are unprecedented times, but we're going to get through it, and we're going to do it together. And some days ahead will be still difficult, but I call on everybody to be more respectful, more compassionate, take some joy in listening to perspectives that may be different than yours. We have to honor ourselves and our country moving forward, and the best way to do that is to unify, and that's going to be a focus of mine over the coming weeks and months.
Congressman, safe travels. We'll look forward to an update once you get out there, and we'll stay in touch. Thank you so much, Congressman Phillips.
Thank you, Dave. Keep the faith, everybody.
WCCO time is 8:28. News is next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.